This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 7th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Expect sunny skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem with mild temperatures in Haifa. A comfortable day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, coming in now from Walla, the IDF is speeding up experiments with new technologies to counter Hezbollah drones. Ground forces are preparing for threats from Lebanon, emphasizing cooperation with the Air Force. Also, from Ynet earlier this hour, coalition lawmakers are reportedly supporting Hilltop Youth involved in West Bank law violations. Prime Minister Netanyahu has backed the IDF's concerns over illegal outposts. Also this hour, from JNS, the son of a top Hamas leader in Gaza has died from wounds sustained in an IDF strike earlier today. Khalil Al-Hayya was recently elected head of Hamas Gaza. Separately, from I-24 News, Israeli writer David Grossman has been awarded the 2026 Thomas Mann Prize, which comes with a $30,000 reward. And finally, from the Jerusalem Post, Hamas disarmament talks are stalled between Israeli security demands and Gaza guarantees. Negotiations continue under the Trump administration's 20-point Gaza peace plan. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News reports just minutes ago that an Israeli has been diagnosed with a rare hantavirus after traveling to Eastern Europe. The patient is stable and there is no threat to Israel. Lahav Harkov, a journalist, shared just now a personal memory of a children's atlas, noting how Israel was once known for citrus and oozes. She highlights how much the nation has evolved. Ynet Global posted minutes ago that the dollar is trading at 2.90 shekels. Markets are attentive to Iran's potential response to ongoing negotiations. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's efforts against Hezbollah drones, Walla reports that the military is focusing on technological advancements to enhance defense capabilities. This move aims to strengthen regional security and deter Hezbollah threats from Lebanon. Turning to the West Bank issue, Ynet details how coalition lawmakers' support for Hilltop Youth has sparked debate within the cabinet. Prime Minister Netanyahu's backing of the IDF's position underscores tensions over illegal outposts and their potential impact on peace efforts. Meanwhile, the death of Khalil Al-Hayya's son intensifies the conflict in Gaza. JNS highlights his recent election as Hamas leader, linking the IDF strike to ongoing hostilities. This incident could escalate tensions further, impacting regional stability. Separately, David Grossman's literary achievement brings pride to Israel. I-24 News celebrates his contribution to literature, recognizing his impact on cultural dialogue with the Thomas Mann Prize. Finally, the Jerusalem Post covers the impasse in Hamas disarmament talks. The negotiations are crucial for long-term peace, with Israeli security concerns clashing with the need for guarantees in Gaza. This stalemate could delay progress in the peace process on the economic front. First, from Walla Business, Economy Minister Barkat criticizes Finance Minister Smotrich for comparing the previous government to the October 7th massacre. The statement has sparked controversy and political tension. Separately, CTEC reports that Batsheva Moshe is now the general manager for Israel and MEA Tech at Kaltura. She previously held a similar role at Wix, enhancing her influence in the tech sector. And finally, from Globes, Israelis' wealth has grown by 80% over the past 6 years. This rise in financial portfolios is leading to new investment habits among citizens. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.